Well, and all those are brilliant statements. one of the things that I remember is that God is all there is. Now, we can use different names for God. We are not hard and fast on the word God. We can use spirit. We can use universal medium. We can use any names. Names like
Buddha.
Any names that you would like. But the premise of it is, it's that there isn't God and something else. It is God as the entire thing. God as the whole. And as Alison so nicely did this diagram for us, you know, we see this circle. And the circle, what the circle actually does is just to let us know that it is one. It is one. If you remove the borders of this circle and you have this entire thing, it is still one. You look at the color, and maybe the color might be a better judge, a better guide to tell you it is all blue. God is all blue. And if we look at it in that frame, then we won't think that, oh my gosh, where does the purple come in and where does... Because we know within the blue are all the different colors. God is all there is. So blue happens to be a very favorite color of mine. But we can just know that within the entire system, within the universe, nothing is, it's not me and something else, it's not the tree and something else, it's not the mountains and something else. It is all the basic, the pure essence that is God. And as we emanate into our different expressions, into our different uniqueness, we show different colors, we pull from what God is into our own expressions, into our own manifestations. And so this is a very important thing to remember when we pray, because we are not praying to something out here, outside of this, which obviously there is nothing outside of it. It's all blue. And I'm only using blue for frivolousness right now, because I think it makes a lot of sense to me when I try to understand that there is nothing else in the universe. The colors are within. It's all within. Everything we need to know, everything that is manifested in this physical world is within what God is within what spirit is. And so when we pray, we remember that the results aren't coming from somewhere else. The results are coming from the oneness, the involution, the descending into spirit, from spirit into the physical aspect. We have so many different ways of sharing that idea, but it is all God manifesting into God. It is all everything is there. Everything is inherently there. There is nothing we need to put into the equation to make things work for us. So that is one thing we have to remember, that it is all one. And from the oneness, so we are saying now that if God is all there is, then I must be part of that one. Because it's not God now and me, it's God as me. So the way we the way I see it is, if all things are God, then I must have all these qualities that God is. So for example, we know that God is eternal. We know that life never dies. We know that God is everywhere present. We know that God never changes. We can experience changes in different forms, but it is within the one. It emanates into different ways, but the pure essence that is God never changes. And so we know that the power that is God is also within us. It is within that deep place, that sense of knowing, that sense of clarity that we have deep within us, that we can grasp at, and that we just inherently know that there is more to us than a physical body. That's the essence that God is within us. So if God is, then I am. And if I am, then everything that emanates from God, everything emanates from me also. In my mind, that's the beauty of the rationale that my very simple mind can bring, that if God is, I am, and there is nothing else that can be added to the equation, nothing else I need to bring in, because there is nothing else that I can bring in. It's all part of the one. And so we ask ourselves, well then, why do we pray? If I am all that is, and if everything is right at my within my reach, if I am inherently what God is, then why do we pray? Can anyone give any answers to that?
Because we have a lot of other beliefs that say that that's not true. And we've learned that we are not that. And so what we pray to do is to develop the consciousness to remember that that's what we are.
Yeah. I remember reading a book called A Course in Miracles that the point of life is to remember who we really are, which is we're part of God, but if we live our lives feeling separate from God, and that's where we create all the chaos. And as Connie was saying, we have beliefs that make us feel life is inadequate, and those beliefs, but through prayer we can reconnect that.
Thank you. And this is all where aligning, knowing that that there is no power outside of us, and aligning with Spirit, aligning with God. Aligning with God makes it so easy for us to believe, number one, and for us to know that the source of inspiration, the source of who I am, it's not anywhere else but within me. And if I align with that thought and align with the knowledge of that, then it's easier to manifest. It's easier to know that who I am, God is, and it opens a clarity, it opens a space for me to really feel and recognize that I am what God is. Not so easy thing to understand, and obviously there are steps along the way that would help us come into the understanding that I can align with my source, with my center, and there are ways that can help us to make that alignment. One of the ways is obviously through prayer. Prayer is knowing that whatever my needs are, they are already met, but with the knowing that it's met within me, it emanates from within me. Another thing is the meditation, knowing that and sitting in silence would be able to keep us focused, still us to the sense that who God is, I am. And if I can reach into that realm of serenity and that realm of ease and comfort of knowing that God is within me and that everything that I am is God, then there is an alignment that happens there also. So why we pray is so that it's like almost a remembrance. It's bringing us back to the point that I am it. And I am praying to remember that I am aligning with that source, which we call God, which we call Spirit, or whatever names we would like to call. So the reason, one of the reasons is that prayer opens us up. Prayer allows us to communicate with a higher, with that higher aspect of us. And the more we do that, is the more open and the more aligned we feel with God. Another statement that we choose to remember is, okay, so if God is, I am, and I know. Knowing is a powerful thing because it now tells us that if God is, I am now one with that union that God is, the one that God is, and because I am one with it, then I know that, and this is where the affirmations come in, this is where the declarative statements come in, this is where you have that sense of feeling that everything is truly where it needs to be. So we are talking about affirmative statements, and with the affirmative statements we want to remember that it is affirmative. So we are going to be saying things in the positive. When we say things in the positive, sometimes it's not there yet, but just the fact that we know that we are powerful beings. We know that God is everywhere present, and so if God is everywhere present, whatever my needs are, it's already known. You know, in the Bible it says that our thoughts are known, our prayers are known even before they are mentioned or thought about, only because it's the oneness of it all. So knowing is a powerful thing, but knowing how to keep our minds focused in alignment, knowing how to attract the types of thoughts is also a very powerful thing, because we can say, okay, I would like to have, and I'm not going there, but I'm going to go there, I'd like to have $10,000. How am I aligning? What are my thoughts? What am I attracting? What's the equivalent that I'm putting out that's going to meet the outcome of what I need? And this is where we talk about mental equivalent, because what we think about, in one sense, we must see the outcome, and we must be almost equal with the outcome. Sometimes one of the things that plague us or plague me is that I know what I want, I'm praying for what I want, but the outcome that I'm seeing is very up and down. At one time it's like, yes, I want it, and the things, the vibrations or the energy that I'm sending out is sort of wishy-washy, and sometimes that could be a little bit confusing for us, because what my desire is must have that equal mentality, that equal vibration with what we want to accept. And so this is another thing. If we are going to be affirmative, we want to remember that being positive, seeing the outcome, sometimes if we can't see the outcome, just know that total well-being, that total goodness, that this all inclusive God is for us and not against us. And so sometimes the outcome really doesn't matter if we can't see it, but this is where trust, this is where faith, This is where belief comes in, knowing that even if I don't see the outcome of it, then I know that this all-inclusiveness that I am, that God is, sees that total outcome and sees the pure and highest good for my life. And so that's where we know. So we declare it. We say, this is what I want. And knowing that our thoughts manifest into things, of course, because it's all, God is all there is. Peter did a thing with us last time, and in my mind, I just put, I have God is everything. But she said we can do anything we wanted with this about God and the creation process. And so I just kind of sprinkled all these beautiful stars over it. And that's it. That's what God is. And so as I declare stuff declare things for myself, I am not looking outside this circle. I am just knowing that everything that I need is right here, right now. They are the stars that I need. And it's not my place to know how it's going to come about. It's my place to know that everything that I need is right here, right now. And as I declare it, and as I speak my word, something happens into the God field, into the oneness, and there is manifestation. So sometimes it is just that we relax and let go and just know that the goodness, the well-being that is God, the allness that is God, the pureness that is God, creates for us, and it's just for us to be in alignment, to be in that total vibration of what we think and what we want to achieve. And so knowing that, we go on to the gratitude aspect of it. And the gratitude aspect just says, I am grateful. And if I am grateful, sometimes we don't see the stuff that we are grateful for. And this is another thing. It's knowing that because my words were uttered, because they came from a deep space, because they came from that desire, life takes desire and makes it into so many manifestations for us. And again, we shouldn't be concerned with how it happens. Our concern should be that we have the desire, we put the desire out there, and we just let it go. Keep our minds in alignment, keep our minds in that wonderful vibration of the energy of what we want, and just be grateful. Excuse me. Just be grateful for the outcome. And sometimes gratitude puts us in that space. Sometimes gratitude makes us feel as if it's already done. It's as if it's my gosh, I am in the Caribbean right now, and in my mind I am already there. I can think it, I feel it. There's energy around it. And this is what the universe responds to. This is what God responds to. It responds to the positive images and the positive energy that we have. Sometimes we don't even have to say a word. We don't have to even pray. But just the alignment and the energy that goes with it and the vibrations that goes with it, that's how it is interpreted. This is how God understands what the need is and how it just comes into manifestation. So being grateful is a powerful place to be. And sometimes even if we don't know what we want in full or what the outcome should be, I think of all these, knowing that we are grateful and we rest in that space of gratitude is almost a manifestation. Because other people can read physical, human beings can read physical, but the spirit realm, the essence of who we are, reads vibration, reads energy. And so staying in that space of energy and acceptance and allowing God to be God and to know that and trust the outcome of things puts us in wonderful, wonderful space. And that goes hand in hand with releasing, because gratitude will also tell us that, hey, if I am grateful for something that has already done, then why am I holding on? Why am I feeling so limited still? You know, with my daughter, I have had so much help in terms of physical support and mental and spiritual support. And my daughter had gotten into a very serious, very life-changing car accident, and she's lost a leg, and she's had a lot of hip problems. Her hip is still broken, still fractured up to now. The doctors are scratching their heads as to what to do. They really don't know. So we are still in a space of, I am still in a space of receiving and accepting and knowing divine goodwill for her, knowing divine well-being for her. And she is in that space also. She has this powerful feeling that all is okay. She's going to be okay. And so I have learned, at first, after the accident, I, of course, came to the conclusion that it could go either way. It could go life and limb. It could go life, it could go limb. It could, you know. And, at first I said, whatever the will of God is, I am open to receive. Even if it was to the point that her life, as it's physical, as I can see it, would be no more. That has helped me tremendously the first couple of days, because in that way I let go of the outcome. I let go of the outcome that she would live or she would not. I was just open to divine guidance. And of course I got tons of help. Connie was just there with me in prayer. But the basis of it is I let go of the outcome whether she was going to live or die. And with the tons of help, the tons of friendship, the tons of physical buddies that visited her in the ICU unit, the hundreds of cards that littered, well, it's not littered, that the hundreds of cards that that were pasted or painted on her walls of each unit that she went to was just that feeling of jubilance that she was so loved and she was cared for. And it's not only the physical bodies, but it was behind, what was happening behind the physical bodies. It's the essence of love, the essence of caring and compassion from friends, the essence of the beauty that they have seen in my daughter. And of course, told me that when you release and let go, and when you don't fight against, when you don't have a whole lot of resistance against, then things go in a very easy, graceful, peaceful way. And so releasing her to the well-being that is, my mind was at peace. And so being in gratitude each day, seeing her where she was, and being thankful for her, and I was able to let that go and let God be God in her life. Let God be God in each cell of her body. Let God be God with each awakening, with each eye opening, with each blood pressure rising and falling. I just allowed God to be the whole of who she was and is. So that helped me tremendously. And so this is where we have our, this is how in religious science we just acknowledge all these five steps. Obviously when you're praying, you don't pray to a five-step process. You pray in the alignment that God is all there is. And so if God is all there is, then there are no limitations. If God is all there is no resistance. If God is all there is, I am just open to receive. If God is all there is, I am just going to allow everything that my heart desires, and I am in vibrational harmony with, and I'm in a mental equivalent with, I would just open and allow that to happen. Knowing that, I then can say and declare that I know in a very affirmative and powerful way. I know that what I want is right here, right now, and I open and allow myself to receive it. Then I am grateful. I am grateful because the outcome that I can see, I can actually see it. Or if I can't see it, I act it out. I feel it. I act as if it has happened. Acting as if it has happened is a powerful thing because it has engaged our energy source and put our mind and our heart and our bodies in that way. You know, sometimes I go to work and it's like, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to approach this patient. I don't know how to, but then I act as if I really know what I'm doing. And guess what? The patient doesn't know that I don't know what I'm doing. Obviously, that doesn't happen. But I act as if, and your body follows. There's an energy that follows your body that it's just amazing. So I'm going to give out these five-step prayers. These are pictures. Obviously, these are from the children's churches, and it shows the different forms that people find themselves in alignment with God. And I'm going to just pass these around. If at any time everyone has seen it and anyone wants to hold on to them, fine, that's not a problem. We can do that. And these you can hold on for you can keep, because it also tells you that people pray in different ways. And one of the things about people praying in different ways, and one of the things that religious science of mind knows, that people pray in different ways. We don't have to go to any particular position, any particular church to know and accept that this prayer is worthwhile as opposed to another person's prayer. We accept and endorse all prayers because we know it comes from the heart, it comes from an energy field, it comes from the source and the essence of who we are. And prayers, sometimes you ask why some prayers work and why it works for some and why it doesn't work for others, is because of that alignment. We have to get into that harmony of what we want and just go for it. And sometimes you think, well, they are doing stuff that really doesn't make sense. The stuff they're doing, it's hurtful, it's whatever it is, but guess what? They are in alignment with it. They are in vibration with it. And so although we want to know that there is total harmony and peace and ease and love in this world, we obviously have to get into that harmony and just be who we are, just align with what we want. Gandhi said, be the change. So if we want to be the change, we have to be in alignment with what we want and do the prayer work and the meditation that is necessary. And so as we send that around, any questions from anyone? Okay, and as the sheets make their way around, we just remember God is, I am, I know, I am grateful, and I release. We're going to go ahead and get into a couple minutes of intermission. 15 minutes? Normally?
10
minutes of intermission. You can have a break, have some coffee, and I just wanted to end this session with my musical director, Daniel Nemeth. He's somewhere out in the West, right?
California.
He's California. But his music has inspired me so much that I just wanted us to hear about his prayer, the song of prayer. And so we're going to close with that.
Thank you, Gail.